So welcome back, everyone. Hope people on the East Coast had a great quick dinner, if that was the case. Maybe not. So we'll have a longer meditation right now in which we'll review the different practices we've done and also take them a little bit further. So first, just to find yourself a comfortable posture. And I'll just invite stabilizing attention in whatever way works best for you. Again, it might be just being with the breath. Some people might do metta practice, loving kindness. Just a few minutes of becoming more stable with our attention, having a little more concentration. Now we'll move into some of the parts of the practice seeing impermanence that we did. We'll start with sound again. And the instructions are simply to notice the arising of sound, the staying, changing, and then the passing away. If it feels helpful just to have very quiet names in your awareness, arising, maybe changing, just very soft, most of the attention on the actual phenomena, passing away. And shifting now to being with body sensations in a similar way. Could do it as you did it before. Could be with the breath or to the whole body or attention to the hands or a part of the body. Noticing again the arising, staying, changing. Maybe that you mostly notice continual change, just to be with that for a while now. You can also now tune in to the arising, the changing, the passing away of thoughts. As it were, you can imagine just out of the background will come thoughts. So your focus is just to, as it were, await and then notice any thoughts that come without trying to think them yourself, but just notice them coming and going. And we'll just do this for a minute or two. And now moving to be with the flow of all parts of experience occurring. Although probably most of us will have eyes closed, so we won't be using vision, which is for most of us a little harder. And so as we sit, being open to sensations or sounds, possibly tastes or smells, thinking, hearing. Being with the flow of experience, and then we'll start to bring in the other instructions. Be with the flow of the range of experiences that occur through the different senses. And keep a lookout for any aspect of reactivity. Maybe very linked to what we're calling the thick self or the big self, the strong sense of self. Be with the flow of experience. If reactivity comes up, notice it. Sometimes it just might be a moment, but do notice it. If it lasts for a while, you can stay with it for a while and focus there. When it's no longer there, then come back to just being with the flow of experience. So we're looking, incorporating now some of the instructions related to reactivity and the sense of being with the strong self, strong sense of self. So in other words, just being with the flow of experience and what, as it were, comes up and, in a sense, obstructs the flow. So as we continue to sit, one further piece of instruction, you have a choice. You can either stay with the breath or your primary focus, and when something else becomes predominant, go there, all the time noticing for reactivity or looking for reactivity or a sense of a strong self. If the concentration is pretty good, you can open up more to a choiceless awareness, where you're just, as it were, watching the flow, but without having an anchor, without having a primary focus, and you just bring the attention to whatever is there. Again, if that image of being at the river is in front of you. Maybe there's been a storm and the river's flowing and you're just watching what comes by. And maybe there are little tree limbs and other things in the river or the creek. And you're just watching whatever is in front of you, being present with the flow, but without choosing what's there. So that's a choice. If the stability is sort of moderate or a little less, maybe helpful to work with the breath. If it's pretty good stability, pretty good concentration, you can experiment with the choiceless awareness and keep with the same instructions. Be with that. And then notice if there's reactivity or if there's anything like that strong sense of self. So one further practice, this may be familiar to some of us, and this is to imagine your awareness as being like a big sky, being like space. And imagine everything occurring in your experience as being like a star shining for a while in the night sky. So there's a body sensation. You notice it. Imagine that just like a star shining in the night sky, everything occurring in this large space of awareness. Everything occurring, lasting for a little while, then changing or ending. Let everything that occurs, sensations, sounds, thoughts, be like stars shining out, sparkling in the night sky. And if you notice something that is involved maybe with reactivity or this thick sense of self, just notice that if that occurs. That will tend to make it hard to continue that sense of the large night sky. So just notice that night sky now with whatever happens. And I'll, from time to time, also now ring a bell or two, just as part of the sparkling star. Everything occurring within this night sky, this large space, this large sky. At a moment, I'll ring the bell, and this time it will signify the end of the formal sitting.